listener production.
Hey there, it's Andrew Shaw with you. It's not just country Victoria that will benefit from an upgrade to the CFA's radio network. The rollout of 18,000 new radios will begin across the state from mid-year. Acting Chief Officer Gary Cook says they'll make communication easier when heading to jobs on either side of the border.
New South Wales and South Australia, so interoperability on our borders is really important. We know our brigades cross the borders regularly and be able to operate in those environments without having to change radios or go through a whole complex process will be much better for our people in those areas.
Police are continuing to investigate a fatal crash in Kyle East early Saturday morning. A car left Armstrong Road and struck a tree, with the male driver found in the vehicle by a passing motorist. Anyone with information should call Crime Stoppers. 17-year-old Mia was last seen on March 8 and authorities are pleading for information. She's believed to frequent the Traralgon, Morwell, Bairnsdale and Wonthaggi areas. And there'll be more opportunities to use Victoria's virtual emergency department, with the state government set to expand capacity from 550 video consultations a day to more than 1,000. Since it launched as a pilot in 2020, the service has saved 86% of patients from unnecessary hospital trips. The Eagles may have been well beaten by the Power, but Adam Simpson is impressed by the performance of their number one draft pick. After much hype, Tongala product Harley Reid had 16 disposals and 4 inside 50s on debut, and the coach says he looked composed.
I'm just glad he got through. He was probably like an 18-year-old playing his first game, so it's a lot of attention on Harley throughout pre-season. He's probably used to it, but I think he's at home when he's on the ground.
Meantime, it was also a strong debut for Gippsland's Zayden Dersma for North Melbourne, booting 2 goals against the Giants.
Pulling on that rep of the bounding roof jumper for the first time, that was incredible. It was a bit tough, couldn't get it done today, but it was, in the end, it was a great experience.
That audio from North Melbourne, both players back out on field next weekend.